tribulations I'm facing, trying to make it famous. I say, can I just pour my heart out about trying to get in this music?
Okay, I'm thinking my family's cursed when it comes to this motherfucking music industry. Between my mother and my brother's history, we just been struggling for half a century. Physically, mentally, spiritually, lyrically, we just been trapped, yo. It's a fact, yo. Before we was knocking on rap's door, my mother knocked all on the back door. That's the door that go way back, I mean way back in the day. Back before 8 tracks got played out, they came out to see A, trying to get their name out that fame route. My mother plus her identical twin, they picked up a pen. They signed to a record label that was able to give them a spin. Now they finally signed and they glad they made it out to Hollywood. And they fascinated by the glitz and glamour, but then they manager and CEO just got assassinated. Now it's getting real, no more record deal. And they feeling cursed, but they feelings hurt. And it's getting worse, cause she giving birth to 2 sons, a gift and curse. That's madman and that's crooked, yep. They followed in my mother's footsteps. Put together a brotherly rap group, but they got into it and then crooked left. Now crooked rapping that COB, madman is rapping that UNG. See, music is breaking my brothers up and that fucking sucks, but that's true indeed. And when it comes to this rap industry, my older brothers don't get the respect they deserve. I'm guessing they curse, and yes, we inherit the curse. My brothers ain't never been first, but the shoe gang ain't never been served. We veterans with every word. We can teach Drake and Wayne a thing or two, teach J. Cole how to better his verse. I can teach Nas how to ride a beat, I can tweak Pac's philosophies, I can teach Socrates, I can preach about Christian hypocrisy. Tell Jay-Z and Shady the new rap God MC is me, but they probably won't see me because I'm cursed, obviously. Can I just pour my heart out about all of these dark trials and tribulations I'm facing, trying to make it famous? I say, can I just pour my heart out about trying to get in this music business?
Tell y'all what y'all don't know. COB started with my mother, really, and my auntie, her twin sister. You know what I'm saying? They came out here from Oklahoma. They came out to Cali in the 70s and got signed as a singing duo. You know what I'm saying? But shit didn't pan out like they thought it would. You know what I'm saying? They got signed to Polydor Records, Motown Records. You know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers was dying around them. You know what I'm saying? No more record deal. You know what I'm saying? This shit was tragic. They started feeling like they was cursed. And then my mother started having kids. My auntie was pissed at my mother, like, why you having all these fucking kids? You know what I'm saying? Well, you fucking up the group. You know what I mean? But my mother loved kids, though. That's just, you know what I'm saying? So she had 2 boys, Madman and Crooked. Them niggas following my mother's footsteps. So when they grow up, They got a rap group together, the 2 brothers, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas can't never agree on shit, so they bump heads, part ways. Crook got COB, Madman got UNG, you know what I'm saying? And then here come us, the Shoe Gang. It's almost like a tug of war, you know what I'm saying? The brothers is like, what you gonna rap, COB, UNG, what you gonna do, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we following they footsteps. And we try to make it in this motherfucking rap game. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't panning out. We could out-rap the whole industry, you know what I'm saying? But you got fuck boys all on the radio. All on the motherfucking video and shit. Sounding like bitches. Dressing like bitches. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. Like I said, COB and our love for music started with my mother and my auntie. Then it trickled down to my older brothers. Then it trickled down to us. Soot, soot!